Amen. You prayed that simple prayer. If you prayed it, then you made it. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. We'll praise his holy name. We're the three of us ministers. And I am Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. And as usual, with the Lord's will, we'll be right back here next week, same place, same time, bringing this simple truth to you. There's no other truth, no other way that brings one eternal life. We also invite you to invite a friend, for who knows, it may be their time to get in where they fit in. In the meantime, we're loving you, praying for you. God's will, we'll see you again next week. Until then, love ya. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, Paul is speaking of sacrifice. Paul is saying that being a believer is more than just making good resolution. What he's saying that it means more than just having good intentions. It means taking the right actions. You see, as born again believers, you've heard the honey and our walk. Got to match our talk. It means more. It means our conduct should match our faith. And that means that there should be a constant renewing, a constant revolving, and a constant resolving. Why must we constantly renew, revive, and resolve in our Christian walk? Paul gives us a clue, because he said that as we continue to renew, as we continue to revive, as we continue to resolve, praise God, we become more like Jesus Christ. That's what he meant by the phrase renew in knowledge after the image of him that created us. You see, sadly, many believers accept Jesus Christ and never get much into the taking off of the old self and putting on of the new self, Paul. They never, praise God, get much into the sacrifice, Paul. You see, many of us neglect the renewing and resolving that it takes daily to become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say this, anything in life worth having is going to take some sacrifice. And if heaven is truly our home, then there will be some sacrifice right here. We have to crucify the very deeds of our flesh. Can I remind you once again, if you think that you're going to satisfy this flesh, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken, because the more you try to satisfy this flesh, praise God, the flesh is going to demand some more. I was just getting ready to say something.
praise God, but I better not say it. Amen. You see, Paul in our text is writing about giving up the old man, putting on the new man. And if there is anybody who knew firsthand what it means to take off the old and put on the new, it would be the Apostle Paul. Because I believe everybody here knows Paul's story. He was on his way to Damascus. He wanted to wipe out those who were up the way. And if you go back and read that ninth chapter of Acts, it said that he was going for men, women. And if he was going to get the men and the women, that means that he was going to get the children too. And he was going to bring them back. And Paul was doing that because he thought that he was right. But on his way to Damascus, look at the text, it says, when he almost got there, there was a light that shined from heaven, brighter than noonday sun. Praise God, and Paul fell on that beach. And the light started talking to him. Light called his name. Say, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And can I tell you, at that point, Paul made a resolution. Because the voice told him, say, Paul, don't you know that it's hard to kick against a brick? And my God, at that moment, Paul made a resolution. He said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. And Paul's life made a complete 100. He resolved to live for Christ and to serve Christ. And then let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, there is no habit too big. There is no sin so great. Praise God that Jesus cannot handle. You see, the Lord that I know, I'm talking about the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that I know, he came here to solve your problems, and he came here to solve my problems. Hallelujah. And that is why he came to this earth. He did that for Paul. And I've learned that he is no respecter of person. And the same thing he did for Paul, he'll do for me. Praise God. So if you are caught up in some stuff, if you're caught up in some mess, if you're caught up in some sin, turn it over. Turn it over. Turn it over to Jesus. And I guarantee you, he'll make everything all right. Hallelujah. Paul said at 2 Corinthians 5:17, praise God, whosoever that be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Don't you want to be new? Sounds like a New Year's resolution. And he tells us that old things pass away, and behold, all things have become new. He did that because he sent his son Jesus to a cross to die for my sin and your sin. He sent him to a cross to die for my sin and your sin.
to tell you today. We need to make some God-honored resolutions. If you make them, stick to them. Resolve in your mind that I want to make my life better. I will not let nothing stand in the way of me serving God. Can I say that again? I will not let nothing stand in the way of me serving God. Praise God, it is time now. This is 2021. Praise God, and there's no time for playing church. Praise God, God is looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. We can't stand and preach.